Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM, ESPN. Happy little July 14th to you. Hopefully everybody's having a smooth one so far. Hopefully everybody had a joyful and safe weekend. Coming out of a pretty big sports weekend, even though, you know, you don't have the mainstream stuff going on. Although baseball is pretty mainstream, and we've reached our All-Star break. We've got Pete Crow All-Star, otherwise known as PCA. Pete Crow Armstrong, the son of Hollywood actors, an absolute stud Cub. He's going. And Tucker's going from the Cubs. Brad, you got anybody?
We have Brendan Donovan.
Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Oh, they actually do have somebody.
And tonight, we've got a Memphian, Brent Rooker, Oakland Athletic, who's back in the All-Star game for the second time in 3 years. But also, have we ever had a Memphian compete in the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby? Would he be the first?
Has to be.
I think so.
Got to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be, right, at 30 years old?
Yeah.
Brent carries the city on his back tonight, doesn't he?
He does.
Because as we know now, this is a baseball town.
Yep.
Isn't it?
Yep. Number one in the 901.
That's right. We got two All-Stars. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Hunter Goodman as well.
Yes.
Colorado Rocky catcher.
Yes, sir.
He's in it as well. And I saw, too, and we'll get to this later. I know it was really pleasing to Brad. He had a post about this. We just produced a second rounder
watched him hit batting practice last week for an hour, just sitting there watching him for an hour, hitting balls.
And you had a take, a very strong one, I think. About the talent level here I want to get to at
some point as well.
The baseball talent level. You're in the middle of it right now.
You're in it, bro.
You're experiencing all of it.
Right here.
And we saw a young man from Houston get drafted yesterday, second round.
Really good player.
Shortstop, right?
They're going to draft him as an outfielder. He played second base much of the year.
Outstanding.
And shortstop. The kid's, he's an athlete.
We'll
he's
talk
great.
More about him in respect, Burgers. Yeah. John, how are you? How was your
weekend? John.
It was safe. It was joyful.
That a way.
Those are the two things.
Love it.
Those are really, that's all we can ask, isn't it?
Yeah. I actually took my daughter out to Cerrito's house yesterday.
How's that?
It was great. He's got a beautiful pool.
That's nice.
He just invested. I mean, we must be paying him pretty well because he just invested in a heating system for his pool.
Well, he's got a lot of jobs. This is not just ours. That guy has a worker.
But it's got like, you know, I never knew like what a swimming pool heater looked like until it's basically an entire unit. Like it looks like a whole new, you know,
wow,
cool
HVAC. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the water was very warm.
Congrats to him on the system and for everyone having a good time.
It was safe and it was joyful. And I think that was, you know, my kid had a great time.
Two keys right there. You're really blessed.
That's right.
Did you have a good weekend,
safe,
Jason?
A joyful weekend. Always do. Always do. Really, ever since 2016 when I came over from the commercial appeal,
that's right.
I've been having good weekends.
That's right.
Love it.
Because you get to kick back.
Because I get to have them now.
You know,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
That's fair.
So thank you, Brad, for the blessing.
I'm glad
that
you're here.
Continues
yes.
to bless
we're
me.
Lucky to have you.
Yeah,
it's
on a July 14th, you know, I think it's very important to remember the things that, you know, we're grateful for. There's no doubt about that.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, we have a lot to get to on the show today. John Morant spoke. That was a rarity.
At length.
Yes.
For him, at length, no doubt. I was looking for the interview. It didn't make social media, so it was one of those things where you basically had to be watching if you wanted to to catch it. I know it was transcribed, and he caught up with some of the local media members afterward. But you know, he did address the Desmond Bane trade for the first time, in spoken word, not just an Instagram social media post.
Right.
He talked about the future of the team. So we'll get into all of that. The young Grizzlies. Got a nice win against the Portland Trail Blazers. I gotta say, I have some opinions, not just about the Grizzlies, but also about maybe an opponent that they played over the weekend. Yeah, I got an opinion there too. So we'll do all that today. Jeff Calkins gonna join us at 1:25. Got Respect Burgers at 1:00. I assume our man from Houston will be getting one.
I got to.
Got to get one. Highest draft pick since Cam Jones. Just went in the second round of the NBA
that's
draft.
NBA.
But yeah. Going second round in the MLB draft is that pretty good?
Brad, did you say it's Pomeranz? Did you? I know
Stu got a second round pick out of Houston in three.
Okay.
Out of Houston, and his brother, of course, was Collierville.
Right, and Matt Cain's the highest
the
out of Houston the year before.
He was higher. Yeah.
So it's been a while.
Where did Brent
since
Rooker
we've
go?
Been this high?
Oh, Rooker was a little later, wasn't he? I'm not for sure. But the answer to your question, though, John, is here's my take on the let's talk about the money first. And I don't want to talk with other people's pocketbooks, but Mitchell's signing bonus, I'm going to guess it, probably a couple $1 million he just made yesterday getting drafted in the second round. That's a guess.
Brent went 35th.
So that's probably also a large signing bonus, maybe a little larger even. But at that time—
Where did our man go yesterday?
He went to the Cardinals.
I'm saying what?
55.
So I'm saying Brent Rooker got drafted before he did.
Yeah, he did.
Probably
a couple million dollars.
That was the most recent. You know, so it wasn't Pomeranz. It would have been Brent Rooker, right?
It would be Rooker. We were talking about Houston High School.
Though. Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
Of high school guys. Is that Brent? Maybe it's
Brent's
high school guys.
No, you're right. Okay, yeah. No, that I guess he would have been at.
The interesting thing that we don't talk about is that these are negotiated a little bit on the front end in baseball. In other words, if you're a signable athlete and you agree, remember a few years ago it was the kid out of
it was Maurice Hampton.
Maurice Hampton chose to go to LSU and his dad had a number and the number was $2 million and they were going to give him $2 million.
Yep.
So he said, we're going to just go to LSU and be a two-sport athlete. Might have bet wrong, but you negotiate that before the draft slot.
Because according to Maurice Hampton's dad, I remember we had him on the show.
Yeah, I remember it very, very, very well. I've thought about that as long as we've been here.
According to him, they turned down a $1.8 million signing
They
bonus.
Did turn down less than, they had a number and it wasn't the number they got, apparently.
But do you get a $1.8 million signing bonus when you're in the 23rd round?
You negotiate that on the front end. Not in the 23rd round. You're not going to get that kind of dough because that's well below.
That's where he went. That's what's weird. And I guess I don't know if that was like later. Maybe.
Yeah. I have a friend whose kid was drafted in the 14th round. He got 150. That's kind of, so the money on the signing bonus is what's negotiated.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter where you're drafted sometimes. Sometimes you're paid above or below the slot level.
Well, he was paid
above
exponentionally above.
But he didn't take that money, though. He chose not to take that money.
No, he did not. And I don't know where he is now. Didn't he transfer back to Memphis? I want to say he came back to Memphis.
He went LSU, Samford to Memphis, and then I thought he had
like
one
a
more.
Liberty in there.
Yeah, I think it was
too.
A final destination after Memphis.
So how about this? He's at Vandy.
There you go.
And he's playing linebacker.
Oh, he's on the football team at Atlanta.
Yeah.
He's wild because he was a DB at one point.
But I think he actually ESPN has him listed as a linebacker, but 24/7 has him listed as a DB. I think he's got to be a DB.
You can play that hybrid position
right.
Where you're coming up at
right.
safety.
That might be what it is.
And he's had a great college career. All I know is he turned down $1.8 million.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
Yeah, that's tough, man. that is very tough. So yeah. Anyway, interesting. So this young man will go straight to the majors. He's going to go to college.
Yeah, he'll probably be in Palm Beach. They'll probably sign a bonus.
Set it to Georgia Tech. Yeah. I imagine so.
I
have no idea what the path will be. He's signed with Georgia Tech. I imagine when you're second round pick, you're going to sign with the organization.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Why would you stop? And I mean, Rooker, I think, was out of Mississippi State.
Yeah, that was out of – yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking
high school. He's a 22-year-old. Yeah.
Pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, this kid's 18 years old, so he'll get a good signing bonus, and he's got a lot of headroom here.
Sure.
Yeah, Ryan Mitchell. Let me get his name. Yeah, Ryan Mitchell. And, 17 years old.
Yep. he's a kid.
And he's going to make millions of dollars.
Yes.
Pretty amazing. Good for him. All right, so that is the show today. Respect Burgers, 1 o'clock. Jeff Calkins at 125. But John Morant had an interview. He gave an interview to ESPN, which I think is just sort of notable in and of itself. You don't really see those a ton. Said he feels good. Said he's ready to go. He's already back on the court in the lab, as he said. He called the change to the team exciting. He says he wants to be as available as possible. Said that, he hopes that the experience, of many of the players that are in summer league, will have them ready for situations that they need in the season. And then, he was asked if we'll see the John Morant of old, and it was a little begrudging, but he did say for sure. So I just like, it kind of felt like when Susie Colbert told Saquon Barkley to shout out his baby mama, or the mother of mother of his kid, girlfriend, whatever. And he was like, hey, he didn't really want to do it, but the reporter made him do it. And that's kind of how that felt on the whole John Morant of old. I think he might have been a little offended by that implication, as if, like, I'm not that guy anymore. But anyway, that was the interview. And he also called the Desmond Bane trade. I don't think it was in the interview. Maybe it was separate afterwards. But he called the Desmond Bane trade the best thing for both sides.
Was asked about his reaction to the Desmond Bane trade. Said, it was best for both sides. Des is going to be a very talented Orlando team. Excuse me. And I feel like he is the piece they've been missing. And for us, what we got back in veteran guards, I feel like that is big time for us. And so, to hear Josh say it was good for and best for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's the part that where you're saying it was best for us to move on from Desmond Bane that's interesting. It's not the part where you're saying, of course, he's going to be a good fit in Orlando.
Yep.
Any teammate would say that about his former teammate. Listen, he also talked about, not really understanding the salary cap, and you wonder how much of that, right, with the money.
Yep.
And not being able to pay three big guys, unless you're OKC, and you're getting it done early with a bunch of rookie contracts to get up, not being able to pay three guys in this new collective bargaining agreement, this new era of luxury tax and second apron. So perhaps part of it is along those lines,
yep,
right, that we're better off, it was best for both. But he also talks about the veteran guards they're going to be bringing back, and he speaks specifically to KCP's defense a little bit later on. And we know that was an area, obviously, for Desmond Bane that wasn't, particularly when combined with Ja Morant as a backcourt, that was not one of his strong points. Now, again, I tell you, for Ja Morant, pick it up yourself, But, again, that's the interesting part. That's what stood out to me. Ja believed, too, that it was best for the organization to move on from Desmond Bane. There's a couple of ways to look at it. I think we just laid them both out.
Yep.
We clearly agree that's kind of what stood out from the interview.
Yes, exactly. And again, that he did it. I'm trying to sort of separate, Ja from Ja a little bit here, because he did not, even though he said he was excited, like his body language did not suggest that.
Now,
like, that could just be he doesn't want to do the interview, right? I mean, that's very possible. I think that is definitely a part of the maturation of Ja Morant has led to, I think, him being less excited to do those kinds of things. Plus, he launched his own media brand now, Catch 12 Media. So I think he feels a certain type of way probably about ESPN after the Tim McMahon reporting. That'd be my guess.
I didn't see. So he did a separate interview for ESPN in addition to doing sort of the pool interview for Michael and Drew and all that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was.
The ESPN one.
It definitely just.
Because I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
So I
looked for it on Twitter because I think even in the audio, you would be able to kind of tell that he was just not very Brad, did you see the interview?
I saw the one that from Drew's piece. Right. I want to make sure I separate what I was reading about Bain from whatever he said to ESPN.
Because he did not say the Bain thing to ESPN.
And he was asked about Bain from the pool.
Right. The pool asked about Bain.
After you do an ESPN interview, you kind of owe it to the local guys that are out there.
For sure.
You know, in Vegas to do something with them.
I'm not trying to make a big deal out of this, but I just think if you were watching it, you would get the sense that this dude did not want to do the
scrum or the ESPN one?
The ESPN one.
So, yeah, I've got this. Terry Davis has the full scrum one on Twitter if you're interested
in it. The ESPN one happened during a game?
Yes.
That was the McMiniman.
That's who it was. That's the one I'd want to hear because, you know.
And he's uncomfortable doing those, by the way. No disrespect to Dave.
He definitely is.
It was weird. He was doing one with a young player, too, that was, I think, a Russian. I can't remember the name of the guy, but the Russian kid was pushing back on some of his questions, too. I thought McMiniman was trying to. What are you trying to be here, Columbo in summer league? Like, what are you asking? What kind of questions are you asking?
Dave also called Jalen Wells Jalen Noel.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, maybe he's just Maybe he's got a bad rap and it's going around summer league. The only thing he knows is LeBron.
It's not the setting for him doing that, honestly.
What color underwear LeBron gonna have tomorrow? That's about what he knows.
It's right, Jason.
Wow. That is the husband of Malika Andrews.
It certainly is.
You know, and in his defense, his beat is LeBron, so he's been spread out a little bit here.
Right.
In his defense.
That's fair.
Again, you got the summer league assignment, bro. You're asking the questions here. Let's do a little better.
Right. No, it was definitely not his best work. I thought the same thing, Brad, that Dave McMiniman is very awkward on camera in these things.
Yeah, no wonder Ja had.
There's a little too much Brad Carson in him on the sidelines with NBA players, if you're following me. It's just it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, like what video games you playing lately? Yeah, Pong? Like,
this ain't your joint, bro.
So Ja's like, I'd rather be talking to your wife.
Kind of, yes. In fact, he was probably thinking
that is extremely disrespectful.
And in fairness to Ja, I would be
thinking
that.
I'm just saying, she's a pro too, and she's in the business.
Yes.
Well, we know.
It might sound a certain kind of way, but the truth is, he probably likes the. Is Malika who he gave the pigeons to about Khalil Ware? Was it Taylor Rooks?
It's one of the two. We know.
So I'm saying, he seems super
comfortable with Rooks.
Not in any sort of romantic way.
No,
he obviously has a much better time with Malika and always has.
No, I mean, Ja Morant turns into Barack Obama when he's interviewed by Taylor Rooks.
We should be able to, in the 3 hours, to find some audio of the McMiniman interview.
I know. I looked on YouTube.
As big
as Ja
is. Yeah.
I know. Like
maybe ESPN did away with it. It was so uncomfortable.
They didn't post it. I looked on ESPN on NBA. They posted a lot of interviews.
You really got me intrigued. Yeah. I want to see
Let me see
it
if
now.
I can do some work here.
I know that
the
people...
mood was different than the pool. That interview he did with local media, his mood was a little bit noticeably
different. Do you
have
the audio of the scrum?
I have the scrum to Terry Davis.
See, not the McMiniman one, but I can at least compare.
In the scrum, he talks about how the Grizzlies, like he's trying to be a leader and stop in, you know, for the team and be a, you know, and kind of do that. So it wasn't a, hey, I love to be here and all that, but it was still a, I'm here out of responsibility and all that.
Yeah, I'll just compare and contrast here.
So Terry Davis tweeted this out. This is the full scrum. This is on a video camera. So it's about 2.5 minutes. Here we go.
My fans, you know, the right way. I feel like, you know, for us, you know, as a team, especially, you know, that guard spot, you know, being, you know, that veteran, definitely big time for us. And everybody knows what he does on the defensive end. And, you know, for our young guys who are, you know, trying to push it well to, you know, be that guy as well, you know, they got a perfect day to learn from. I mean, it's different from on TV. I know, you know, me being, you know, being person means a lot, you know, not only to, you know, these guys, but, you know, to the organization as well. For me, you know, to be the leader, you know, as a team, I feel like, you know, it's very important.
How happy were you that they got the
He deserves it. That's, you know, that's the heart of the message, the heart of the team. You know, I definitely feel like he deserves it. I thought it would have been way more, honestly. I don't understand the cap stuff.
Hey, John, I want to ask a question here, but how have you been liking how DB's actually been performing so far?
Great. He hit me up, you know, out of the Utah, when I watched, and I'm like, you know that, but, you know, I just gave myself, I just told him, you know, to continue to just be more aggressive. Every time, you know, he gets the ball down and know what he wants to do with it, he gets to the rim out here.
All right, I can barely even hear him over there.
Yeah, the scrum, the audio is clipping.
They only
it's
ask
tough.
Him one more, I think, about Ty Jerome. So
he was happy about Jaren's contract.
His vibe was fine.
No, his vibe was definitely fine. Yeah, it was much better than the interview on ESPN. Yeah. And I think that's why ESPN has not posted the interview, because they knew how damn cringy it looked and felt.
Yes.
And he probably feels a certain way toward them right now, probably since the the Selly thing, when they were writing about him and talking about him every single day.
Right. I do. I do like that we have analyzed the interviews, you know, down to the fiber. I mean, we have. I don't know what our conclusion is.
Our conclusion is McMenamin's drawing criticism out of Memphis here. Maybe stronger than in other places.
Yeah.
You got to pick it up.
Honestly, not knowing the guy's name, Jalen. I think it's actually crazy how few people, you know like. The lack
Which
of preparation.
Who did he not get?
Jalen Wells.
Okay. Yeah, you need to
call him Jalen Noel. I'm like, who the hell is he talking about? Mm. I'm like, I was thinking in my head, is Jalen Noel on the summer league team? Like, was he a late ad or something? Because this man is not a Grizzly.
McMenamin.
But yeah, he gave an interview, and again, that was notable in and of itself. Listen, I don't care if he wants to do an interview, if he wants to, you know, that's not really relevant. It's just be on the court to do the interview.
Ones for TV are awful. That Brad Stevens was getting it from, who's my young brother that got into it with Sam Mitchell from NBA TV? He had
Miles.
Yes, him and the big from North Carolina that's still working.
Armando Bacot.
No, that's working for NBA TV still. Brendan Haywood, isn't that him?
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, that's been on forever.
I know Channing Frye.
Those two were just drilling Brad Stevens and just trying to get through, you know, till the commercial break. And so you're adding on questions. Stevens is like, dude, you've already hit me with four or five of these. Can I get out of here?
Right.
They just get real uncomfortable, man. So I want, you know, those ones for TV, and this one sounds like I can completely understand getting uncomfortable. A lot of times you're just trying to fill a time block, and you're just adding questions that don't have any significance.
Yeah.
Appreciate more job doing it for the local media.
The production value in these is not the best. You know, you're just you're taking the best you can get at this point with Summer League. But yeah, listen, Grizzlies, on that note, on Saturday night, had a comeback victory against the Portland Trail Blazers. Jalen Wells was fantastic. No G.G. Jackson, did not matter. Cam didn't even have a good day at all. But it was Jalen Wells there at the end. It was a close game. I mean, Portland was leading for the majority of it. And then Jalen Wells kind of like, hey, there's the first team all rookie, you know, that the Grizzlies need. Came up with a couple of steals, a couple of big shots late. You know, definitely did enjoy that. Team was better without GG. We knew that, obviously, as is the case for the main roster, better without GG. I know y'all don't like to hear that, but until proven otherwise, that is my default setting. I'm having a hard time with the gentleman's name from the Blazers, because when he was drafted, it was Hansen Young, and now when it's said, it's Young Hansen. It's like they have reversed the names.
Mm.
But the Chinese brother, he's a good one. He's a good one. I'm serious. He's a good one. I mean, I don't know, obviously, like, if he'll be able to adapt to the speed and all that. I mean, but they were dominating the Grizzlies when he was in the game. Only until they took him out in the fourth quarter did the Grizzlies pull off.
He's a center?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense, because our centers are absolute dog water.
Yes. Bacot and then Lovering, who I don't know, where did they find him, at Elon or something? Where did they find Lovering at, man?
They are awful.
The big Lawson Lovering.
Bacot finally had a decent rebounding game. I thought I saw double figures. Yeah, I had to rub my eyes and see if I was truly seeing double figure rebounds.
He's not good, is he?
The big,
he's not good enough.
Now, again, no stakes at all. These are summer league big men.
I'd say, thank goodness your boy tore him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're not tearing up the Grizz bigs, who are you?
Right.
You know who was tearing him up for the Celtics? Is that big Bassie from Western?
That's him.
Yeah. Man, been just made made the team off the one game. Yes. It just showed him and Big Lofton were tearing us up.
As expected. Now, I will say, Bassie tore up the Knicks yesterday, too. I mean, he's a cheat code. He's like 26.
Again, Bassie should not be in this thing. He's just proven to them he's in shape. Sign me up.
That's right.
Didn't he cut up Penny one game?
Charles Bassie?
Yeah, back in the day. Was it Western Kentucky?
Yeah.
We had we had to throw Lester Quinones on him.
Yeah, in the South Dakota.
Because we were fouling out. Yeah. Exactly. I know it was random.
It was COVID.
He was tearing us up.
Yes, he did.
We tried everybody on him.
Yep. And it was not enough.
Yeah. Bassey, still in the league.
What was that, 2020? Yeah. It was 75-69.
There it is. He had a monster.
21 points.
There we go. Couldn't stop him.
And 14 rebounds.
Had to put Lester on him at the end.
How about this?
Correctly.
7 blocks.
Bro, he was beasting. He got to the league off that game.
That man had...
I will never forget.
Golly.
Bassey. You looked at me crazy, too, about Bassey. That's why I remember him. I mean, he shined on us.
The Tigers as a team had 5 blocks that game. That man had 7 on his own.
Bro, he was beasting.
I mean, Rick Stansberry.
Yeah, that's and then yeah, you're right. It was before. It was Stansberry before he came to help you.
Yeah,
he hurt you.
It was the.
He also stole that kid before that too.
Emmanuel Aycott.
Yes,
that's right. That's right.
Yes.
The crossover classic.
Wow.
Who could forget?
I would not have remembered.
Who could? I want to say.
I remember the performance.
It might have
of
been sponsored by Bad Boy Mowers.
There you go.
But yeah.
He ate us up. He ate our grist.
It was in Sioux Falls because that was the only place that would do something like that back then, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. They're the only place that would let you play a basketball game without restrictions. You know what I'm saying? Everybody go in there and go get COVID. But Charles Bassey did not get COVID. He got drafted.
Yeah, I think the Celtics should sign him right up.
Yeah.
As much as they need a center.
Yeah, they're
right?
bullying right now. Yeah. They are absolutely bullying in Summer League. I actually have a piece coming up at the Daily Memphian about how this is also, like, if you're paying attention, this is the Summer League of Penny. Because if you played for him, you're like, beasting right now in Summer League. Lester Quinones is 8 of 14 from 3. Naquan Tollins averaging 21 a game.
Wow.
David Jones has damn near been the star of this thing. And before Dane Danger got here, I don't know if he would have been on a Summer League roster. I mean, maybe. It's possible somebody would have taken a flyer on him. But you cannot deny that his time here absolutely enhanced his pro prospects. So, like, you look around, like, if you play for Penny Hardaway at Memphis and you're in these games,
yeah,
like,
it's very impressive.
You can thank Penny. I mean, that's his fingerprints are all over this thing. So, but yeah, it was a very eventful weekend of Summer League action. I think the Grizz are off today.
Yeah, they play tomorrow. You also had the business of buying out Cole Anthony, which
yes.
allowed you to then, you know, give Jaren that money. Make that extension, that signing official. They announced it as well. But Cole Anthony likely looks like going to get picked up by the Bucks. You wished you could have made a move, right, that didn't include a buyout and got him out of here.
Yep.
But that just wasn't the case. Everybody was really just waiting on you to buy him out.
Yep.
And so the Bucks, who need a point guard, get one. A guy that averaged 12.5, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and about 25 minutes a game last year.
Yep.
So they need one particularly. I think who's the – they got Sears in there or something, the Alabama
yeah.
kid. That's it,
Sears
though.
There,
that's
yeah.
it. That's like it at point guard. So you need something in there.
Yep.
Cole's going to go right in there and start. And whatever they're going to pay him, which we don't know yet, will come off of what the Grizzlies owe him in terms of that buyout. And
yep.
there's the way you get Cole Anthony off. We said it had to happen
exactly.
Because you had to pay Jaren. And that's where that money was.
That's exactly right. So anyway, that's the business of the weekend. Got a couple of interesting games. Tonight, I've already given you 2 straight winners on Summer League. I gave you Mavs +4 on Thursday. I gave you Hornets +6.5. They win the game outright on Friday night. I'm not quite there on a bet today yet. It's possible I get one before the show is over, but we're at that point in the Summer League season, Jason, where guys are starting to rest. You know, like the Suns yesterday. They didn't even play Dunn and Malawach.
Yep, and we've shut down Cooper.
Cooper's
after
done.
2 games.
He earned it.
Yeah, he bounced back that second game, too.
Yeah. That was the hot – I saw a crazy stat.
What was the crazy stat?
Like tied for highest Summer League scoring game at, like by a number one pick ever.
Oh, by a 1 pick.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, I was surprising.
Wasn't that impressive, was it? What did he finish
with? He had 31.
Okay, 31.
But you would have thought that would have been a higher
– A 1 pick.
Yeah.
A lot of those probably play 1 game and sit, huh?
That's probably right. Is that you just
I'm
don't
sure
get
some
many games.
Years,
yeah.
What's been won. That Wimby year, they played 2. But.
Played 2, and he had 27.
Mm.
But I can't remember who he was tied with. I got to find that stat. But, yeah, I saw that. He was tied for most ever by number 1 pick.
Mm, that kid's ready. My goodness. I'm interested to see what he looks like. It would be really interesting if they had Kyrie to start the year with him and AD. But.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to see what it's all going to look like once they've got Kyrie back.
Yeah, and the other part of that game, and they lost the game, right? Cooper was great. They lost the game. Is that the Spurs adding Carter Bryant, who was D'ing him up for a lot of that first half, mm-hmm. and then adding Dylan Harper, who had like a highlight block. You're like, dude, how is anybody going to score on this team in 4 years? I mean, they're defensively just unbelievable. I mean, if those guys continue on this trajectory with Wimby, I mean, I see what they're doing. They're building this defensive monster.
Oh, no. And I love me some Castle, who was watching it all.
And then you got just freaking
don't
Castle.
He's your freaking rookie of the year last year.
I mean, they're really loaded. They're really loaded.
Well, they're going to need it because De'Aaron doesn't play a lick of D.
Yes.
If he's going to be your leader.
Yes. I mean, Carter Bryant is a 3-and-D guy in theory. Like, they were hyping him up when he was D'ing up Cooper Flagg.
I saw,
like,
he gets under your skin. I've already seen him get under people's skin and sort of do the job already, like for vets. And it's got, you know, at least guys that are trying to prove it and been around for a while.
That was scary. And then Dylan Harper is just like, he's a pro. You know,
everybody's fighting. I think they jump you this year. I could be wrong.
I think they could.
I just was saying, I'm not hating on Grizzlies when I like what San Antonio's done so much that I think they pass you. There's a good chance they pass you this year. Many of the books think so as well.
100%. I mean, those rookies really do make a difference.
Much of it will depend on Wimby. And we're banking. I mean, I'm seeing him everywhere. He's playing soccer, doing bicycle kicks and stuff, though. So the guy looks completely healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, they got him. It's with everything they put around him.
I mean,
really
they have far more talent than the Grizzlies.
Although I don't believe in De'Aaron Fox as your winning point guard. I mean, when has he proven that?
No, I mean,
so if there's maybe a weakness towards to get into greatness in the next level, that's going to be it, right?
But that's why they drafted Castle and Harper.
Defense all around him.
Yeah,
which is what you have to do. Which is what the Grizzlies are trying to do with Ja.
Yeah, but they added Cornette. Like, they're just sick.
Yeah, who Stevens was lamenting losing. The other day on Summer League, Brad Stevens was lamenting losing.
Wimby, Cornette starts, I assume. You still have Chris Paul.
Dude, they had Tayshaun Prince in one of those interviews, too.
Yes, they did. Yes, I didn't hear it.
It was the most I've ever heard him talk.
I think it was Friday night. Or Friday afternoon, I think. It was during the Celtics game.
Which two was that? That was the other. That wasn't the same, the brother they got into with Sam Mitchell. It's their main guy at NBA TV. You know his name? The white guy.
Is it Greenberg?
Okay. I think him. And then who was his?
Channing Frye.
That's not who I think he had with him doing that. It was asking the questions to Tayshaun.
Oh, okay.
Whoever it was, I thought he had Tayshaun very comfortable. Whoever that player was asking, that was why we got such an open Tayshaun. Because typically you're not going to get that.
Right.
And now he agreed to the interview, and of course he's going to answer some questions.
Yeah.
But I thought whoever that player, and I can't think of it right now, and I apologize.
But it was not Channing Frye?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Now I think it was somebody else. Although they worked together, I'm sure.
Right.
Him and Green and your guy Greenberg, whatever it is. You know who I'm talking about with the you got the main guy. I can't remember who he's working with. It seemed like Tayshaun was giving a little bit more because he liked that veteran player that was asking those questions.
Right.
Like they go back or something. Can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
Anyway. Got that interview, and he talked about, you know, having to move on from Bain and everything else, and the reality that is, you know, the tax line now.
You kind of forget that Tayshaun Prince is involved in the organization.
I wonder how he's thought of around the league, if it's enough. Does he get enough credit for some of the things going on with the Grizzlies that he's ever going to get a shot at leading a front office? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How much of this is his?
Like, because nobody
we never hear, okay, this one was Tayshaun. You know, he was really big on, and they let him lead that, you know.
Because
Kleiman gets the credit in the front office and all that. But you figure he's quietly, you know, among the vets and everybody that's been in the league forever, you're going to respect Tayshaun, the winner, the player he was. And so long as he's part of a winning organization in the front office, he's going to have a respect. But just wonder how much credit he's been there for 6 years. He's been there for a long time.
As the VP of basketball affairs. I mean, he's been in the organization for 8. And then in this position for a 6, so.
I would let him, although they don't do enough talking, period, so you need Kleiman to come out.
Mm-hmm.
But I would almost have Tayshaun out there, right? Kleiman doesn't like talking as much. Or they, you know, roll Tayshaun out there.
Right.
Because we just saw it with NBA TV. He can answer all the questions. And what's the point then? If you're not giving him any credit on any of the moves and you've got him there, you know, what would be the point of not having him out there to speak to me? Again, just more appearance of transparency by having Tayshaun out there a little bit more. No, you're not going back to Chris Wallace sitting up in studios waiting on the next hit on a radio show. But you got these guys more accessible. We've been asking for this around here for a long time. Makes a lot of sense for your fan base. Forget the media, the fan base.
Exactly.
I think people would appreciate hearing from Tayshaun.
I agree. I totally agree.
I was listening intently.
For sure. Just a different voice.
You never hear him.
Former player. Yeah. You know, you value those opinions. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Got Jeff Coggins at 125. Respect Burgers, 1 o'clock. Stick around. Jason and John.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
FM, ESPN. Black Tie Movement has changed the movement in the city of Memphis. How are they doing it? By holding up their end of the bargain. Very simple. When they say they're going to show up, that's when they show up. When they give you a budget, that's the budget that they stay on. Best moving company in Memphis. I've used them twice. If I ever move again, I'll use them a third time. Happy to, glad to, privileged to. Whether you're moving in Memphis, out of Memphis, they can handle that move for you. Call them today. 316-6196 is the phone number. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. All right, we're back. So Summer League rolls on. And, you know, obviously we have what the Grizzlies are doing. I guess, you know, we're not going to address the elephant in the room, which is that the Summer League team is better without GG. I guess we'll save that one for tomorrow.
You're going to have to lay off. You're going to have to let this kid live. You are one of his biggest critics.
I am just a non-believer is what I would say. I'm just a non-believer. You know, I mean, there's no stakes with him. Like, he was a second-round pick.
He can't prove it right now, John.
Well, and he's not.
A couple of games, he was decent. Hit a three or a two, whichever one it was.
Yeah, he was fine. He's been fine. I just, you know.
Won't know until the regular season.
Right.
And whether he's playing defense.
Yeah. I just think it's going to be tough for him. I think it's going to be tough for him to crack the rotation. That's all. I mean.
I don't argue that.
You know, if he does, that'd be great because you get him second round.
But they got a bunch of, you know. I mean, Coward is unproven. And
yeah.
Depending on how much y'all love Jalen Wells.
Yeah.
He's probably the least spectacular first-team All-NBA player.
He is.
All-rookie ever.
He is unspectacular.
With all due respect
he is.
Unspectacular.
He does not.
We're actually hoping he gets beat out this year.
That's right.
By Cedric Coward.
No, he just does. He looks like a rotation guy.
100% a rotation
guy. I mean,
that's
what he looks like.
He doesn't look like a, you know, the, right. You want a starter against OKC going, you know, hoping for a seven-game series.
Exactly.
Western Conference semifinal or something.
Honestly, in a perfect world, he's like your sixth man. You know, I mean, that's what he is.
Yeah, but yeah, that's probably gonna be after Ty Jerome, but yes.
Yeah,
but yeah, so seventh man,
sixth, seventh man, and instead he's probably.
But that's not to argue with you. Yes, no, that's what he is.
Exactly,
coming off that bench as a
key piece
of your rotation.
Yeah,
but a bench piece.
Right. It's like he just doesn't. He doesn't do enough, it feels like, to be a full-time starter for you.
And that's why his first team all-rookie is because he was a starter all year and had to be for you with all due credit. Again, credit to him that he was ready for it and the poise he showed.
Absolutely.
But let's be real, too. You're hoping something more spectacular comes in. That's what you're hoping Coward is and that he takes that job.
Exactly. Well, look, I don't know if it's been a good summer league for the Grizzlies or not. I can tell you that, or at least my opinion is, and I think you share the opinion that it's a good summer league for Penny Hardaway, which is a weird thing to say because Penny Hardaway is not playing in the summer league, nor is he coaching in the summer league. But if you were under his tutelage and you're playing in this thing, you know, you're better for it. Like David Jones Garcia, the artist formerly known as David Jones. And I can't remember, it might have been the Mavs game where Mark Jones was raving about Penny's work with him. Briefly, but he did mention that when he got to Memphis, he was inefficient, and he started working under Penny Hardaway, and he changed that, and he did. Like, he was a 30% shooter from three when he showed up at Memphis, and that 1 year under Penny, shot a career high from the field, 46%, shot a career high from three, 39%, shot a career high from the free throw line, 80%, and obviously we know he averaged a career best 22 points a game, basically. So, you know, obviously the role was bigger. The teams that he played in conference were worse, but he's still doing it in the summer league. He put up 50 for Mexico City last year in the G League. If this guy is not on a roster, it's going to be really disappointing. I'm not sure what else he is supposed to do. You know, I mean, this dude has been a freaking, cannon in summer league. You know, he had 21 on 8 of 15 shooting against the Mavs, which is damn good. He had 24 against the 76ers game before that. He was averaging 23 a game, basically, in that California Classic event. I mean, he's been consistent as he gets.
One of our listeners was listening to us last week when we were talking about Majuk Simon, and I think one of the things you had said was we hadn't had a lot of success. Penny had a lot of success with these international guys, and they brought up Jones. Was Jones technically be considered as that? He had to do the visa stuff, but and I realize he played at another school before he got here.
Right.
But didn't you have to wait on him with some visa stuff?
Yeah, there were some stuff
with St.
John's.
Would he count in that group of – this listener was bringing up, well, doesn't David Jones count as a success when it comes to international player for Penny, albeit came with some nuance there because he had played previously?
I don't know. I think that would be a reach to call him an international. I mean, he's technically international, but he had already been to two different D1 schools already.
Right, that's the difference between him and Simon.
Yeah,
Simon,
and Granja and, you know, Sam Anu.
Is you're trying to be the first with those guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that's like, you know.
Fair. So not necessarily in your group, the guy that.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, he's absolutely a development success story. Like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's.
I just remember the visa stuff because there was something about NIL that you had to go around. So visa technically counted towards him too, which would put him in that group technically. Yeah. And so the listener was listening. I appreciate him listening and bringing up the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think from the letter of the law, yes. But from the spirit of the argument. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. The spirit of the argument is the guy that comes here doesn't have any D1 experience, but has, you know what I'm saying?
And you'd had to watch him on film.
Exactly.
Right, and kind of prove it to yourself.
And that's just not where, I mean, even high school guys, like, it hasn't been great for, like, the freshmen that, you know, the Jordan Nesbitts, the John Camdens, the, it's just not, like, you got to be good right away for Penny or else he's done. Like, now he will take you from good to great, which is sort of what I wrote today, is that whether it's Lester Quinones, whether it's David Jones, whether it's Naquan Tomlin, improved his scoring at Memphis by 40%, his shooting from three by 13%, his shooting from the field overall by 10%, and this man is averaging 21 a game in Vegas this year. I mean, I don't know how much credit you want to give Penny for the half a season, but it clearly helped. I mean, because he was a 28% shooter from three at Kansas State in his 1 year. He comes here, he's like a 37-38% shooter, something along those lines, you know, and now he's in the Cavs organization. He's grinding. Like, these guys are grinding. But, you know, Dane Danger, like, would he have been on a summer league roster if he had not come to Memphis? He was, like, a bit player at Illinois. I mean, maybe somebody would have taken a shot on him, but, like, His profile was increased. Yes. So, and then, of course, we know P.J. Haggerty somehow even improved on his scoring. He was third in the country. You go from freshman of the year to consensus second-team All-American. Tyrese Hunter, career best, 40.1% shooting from three last season. Career high in scoring last season. So I also think the other part is, yes, development success stories in summer league. Some of these guys will make it. Some of these guys won't. But it also sort of makes me feel like that's why maybe you got to give the benefit of the doubt to this roster that's very on paper, you know, iffy in some ways. But, like, man, and Aaron Bradshaw, we talk about this guy all the time. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly the guy that, Penny, you hope will be able to reach and turn around the way he has turned around other guys like that.
Yeah. Bradshaw's exactly one of those guys. And you wonder with him, you know, how much of it is finding out, you know, how committed he is to basketball, right? Because yeah. when you have all that talent, you just haven't seen it pan out yet. The guy was a 5-star at one point. So very early on, hopefully Penny's got a sense through these summer workouts, okay, how much can I get out of him?
Yep.
Because you can tell yourself, right, I'll make him an NBA player again until he gets here and you see it, and you're running him through that first workout and you see what that workout looks like. So hopefully it's been what he needs to see. Because, again, you could, you know, try to pull it out of a stump, and sometimes it's just not there to get. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yep.
So just because you've worked some magic with Dane Danger doesn't mean necessarily it's there to get with Aaron Bradshaw, although the story looks like it could be possible with all the talent there. We talked to Jeff Goodman about him. At one point, everybody was dead sure this guy was going to make it. Again, that's why I go back to motivation. How much is there really, in terms of basketball and skill set, is there really to work with him on and unlock? How much of this is just, again, how committed he is to taking the next step in terms of basketball? So we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to be honest with you. My hopes aren't high for him. But hopefully you got a bunch of other dogs.
Because
that's what I don't know that he's that.
Right.
They've been trying to get him back to that or to be one all right. his career. And now as he's leveled up, it's sort of kind of got him exposed. He's got some dogs in there, though, of that 6'8", 6'7", variety that bring a lot of length to it. So interested to see because you have to be that team, at least with what's on paper here, while you don't have necessarily some of the, you know, Doug and Sincere, yeah, they can score it. You're not as flashy maybe as you'd been in the past. Go out and get Kendrick Davis. He's the number one guy in the portal. But what you do have, and hopefully enough, is decent enough chemistry and some dogs.
Exactly. And, again,
yeah, I see that you get you pretty far.
I feel pretty good that whatever this can be, Penny will get the most out of it. That's, you know, I think the only strike against Penny is that 23-24 team that fell apart after it was top 10 in the country. And, you know, that had less to do with players or, you know, development as it did poor chemistry. And, you know, should the head coach be responsible for forging that? You know, reasonable people can probably disagree about that. But that was not a talent or development issue. It was a cohesion problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's always been the thing with Penny. Is like, can the chemistry be there? It's not can the talent be there. Can the good players be there?
Well, he's always said he's not just going to get you ready for the pros, but have you ready to stay there. And
exactly.
He's always run it like a pro. He's like a pro organization, the way he runs the program. And so doesn't it make sense that these guys, when they get into organizations, that they're ready to go and know what's required? Because that's kind of the way he's run things. Now, we've said sometimes, you know, in college basketball, when you run your offense like that and come back to bite you, right? You give all guys all that freedom. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of ISO in there. And you're trusting them, and it can come back to get you on those times where shots ain't dropping. Everything else, we said, boy, this doesn't look good at all. But it's the way he runs his program in terms of that quote unquote freedom. It's a professional organization.
Absolutely.
The way he runs it, and that's what they've got over there with that building. So it makes a lot of sense that these guys get to their next stop in terms of their professional journey. If you want to call Memphis the first one, and that they're ready to roll.
Yeah, and you know, that's how I think in this new age, because look, financials are going to be the first thing that anybody talks about. If you're recruiting a kid, they are going to want to know on the front end, what do you have for me? That's okay, but if it's ever close, if maybe Memphis doesn't quite have the money that another school has, but they can say, you know, and boast, you get to play for Penny Hardaway, and look what he can do for you. Because one day you want to turn that NIL contract into an NBA contract,
right?
And let's make sure that money has staying power, as opposed to, you know, just the 1 year cash grab. Not everybody's going to care about that. Not everybody is going to think like Zakai Ziegler. It wouldn't matter to him. He would just want to take the most money that he could get.
But those kinds of opportunities are going to dry up, right? As we sort of even out, and everybody's calling for a cap and all that deal. That's not happening. But sort of as we get some guidelines and the market's going to, you would think, even out.
You would think so.
You know, I think that's kind of where we're headed. So this idea that one time cash grab and I'll be able to get this. Hopefully for these coaches, it's going to, you know, not go back to where it was. That's clearly the cat's out the bag. But
right.
But it'll get to a point where you don't have to go asking. I mean, I've listened to Penny talk about this. Guy can come in and say, I've got $1.5 million over here. You've got no way to verify that.
Right.
Right. So you got no idea what your even starting point is.
Because
these guys and their agents are coming in telling you they're getting this from a school. Might not even be that by the time it boils down.
Right.
And very likely isn't that.
That's right.
And that's your starting point. So it's getting to the point where you don't know where your feet are in negotiations. So
yes.
Hopefully it levels out a little bit.
Yep, that would help. That would certainly help. I mean, I saw
the Danes and the guys, y'all's year's done, all that, right? Eligibility, this COVID thing's almost out.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like some of these will have to, it just won't be the opportunity that there has been in this window.
Yeah.
This maybe one-time only window.
Yeah, it's called NIL Go is the whole Deloitte, you know, approval, whatever thing that they're, and most of them are getting through. Not all of them, but most of them. Yeah, so we'll see. I've always thought that this would be a bubble, but it has not burst just yet.
No, so, it's only gone up for now. Hopefully it's going to be a calming down or at least a, what'd you call that? It's going to retract a little bit it's going to come in a bit, maybe not pop, but it's going to come in a little bit.
Right, right, right. You would
it
think.
It has to.
I mean, because like, can Texas Tech really pay their entire athletics department $55 million a year? Can they continue? Maybe they can. Maybe.
Well, and we just went from Coleman Hawkins 2 to like 3-4 this
year,
right?
Two was happening all the time.
You know, what you had predicted, we were still well on our way.
Yep.
And if it doesn't stop, you know, that from getting that much bigger year to year, it is still going to pop.
Because like when you're making more money than Cam Spencer, you know, who just agreed to a 4-year contract with the Grizzlies. I think we thought maybe two, but it's actually four. It was just reported about 20 minutes ago. When you're making more money than an actual NBA player, that's where it's like gone crazy. You know, like when it becomes more financially prudent to go back to college than it does go in the first round of the NBA draft,
mm-hmm.
to where you get drafted 27th, I'm making less money than I would have made at college next year. That's outrageous. I mean, it's a free market. I mean, that's up to the school's discretion of who they want to pay. But I think you have to ask yourself, what is my ROI? And maybe you come at it like, I don't care what my ROI is. I just want my school to be awesome all the time. And I'm going to spend as much money as I can to make sure that happens. But, you know, I'd like to believe that, you know, these guys don't get that kind of money by being, you know, emotional like that. Because you have to make financial decisions at some point. So, anyway, Summer League rolls on. Good stuff there for some of the former Tigers. We'll come back with the rundown. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.